I warned you, if you were listening at the beginning, of the program, you'd hear this all day, even, might I say, on our own news bulletins, and it is rubbish. Don't worry, they're telling us about Chinese owning agricultural land. The biggest owner is the United Kingdom. China's only fifth. This is the greatest piece of unadulterated cop-out that a government could issue. Let me just explain. We were promised a national agricultural land register. All we've got is a travesty. It was supposed to have come online on July 1, 2015. But Scott Morrison will now only release some sort of report today. And we're told that this report will demonstrate Australians have nothing to worry about because it'll show foreigners only own 13.6% of Australian agricultural land and Chinese outfits own less than 1% of Australian agricultural land. Now, if Scott Morrison and the government believe this sort of bland whitewash will satisfy public concerns, then they're kidding themselves. The register doesn't even begin to deliver what was promised, and what was promised was we would be able to identify who owns what. It only provides an overview and a data trend about overall levels of foreign ownership. The register was supposed to be, their words, the government used them, a detailed electronic map allowing anyone to see where foreigners owned farms, who those foreigners were, what their nationality was, and what farms they had purchased down to an individual property level. All this register delivers is an aggregated story about the general level of foreign ownership. Why the restriction on information? Oh, we're told because the privacy of investors, there's that misleading word, investors, has to be protected. There's no privacy about your home. I can go and find out from the land titles office where Ross's house is, how much he paid for it, what's its address. Agriculture Minister Barnaby Joyce assured Parliament in September last year the register would be like a map, quote, to see who owns what. Barnaby Joyce's words. What you're being told today is an utter betrayal of public trust. Scott Morrison, you're again on notice. What are you trying to hide?